Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Weekly, Mondays, 3:48, except for last week he was on a European adventure. He's our national baseball insider, Seth Everett. He joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Seth Everett. Seth, appreciate the time, man. How was the journey?
The journey was great. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Is that too old? Come on. European vacation? That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, so did you guys,
I worked on that line.
I'm going to educate you. I'll just educate you a little bit on myself.
Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, so I saw your tweet saying, yeah, you know, no need to really panic about the Brewers at this point after what's been happening here in the last week or so. But when you look at Corbin Burnes now getting sent down by the Brewers, Chase Anderson gets the spot start. Tonight, Adrian Hauser gets called up. He's going to start tonight. With both of those guys still sitting out there, are you surprised the Brewers haven't made a move yet for one of them? And now Gio Gonzalez out there as well, who I do not want because I don't think he'll be any good here without Derek Johnson, the pitching coach, being here. But are you surprised they haven't?
Just to clarify from your question, you mean Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel, right?
Yeah, what did I say?
Okay. You didn't say anything. You just said those two guys.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I just want to make sure those two guys are not like Chevy Chase.
No.
Vacation days. Okay.
All right.
What I have been told, and I had a long conversation when I got back from Europe with the union, this is about the system. And I am not pinning this on the Brewers because there are 17 teams that should be doing this. They don't want to forego the draft pick. Mm-hmm. They are type A free agents. And there's a deadline, and it's probably 3 weeks away. I don't have the date in front of me, but it's not the day of the draft, but it is there is a deadline, and it's really in June, of not having to forego a draft pick if you sign him. And what these teams are saying, and if you look at the Brewers situation, they're still in the midst of the race, they're still doing okay, and they still have things they want to try. To sign Craig Kimbrell now and forego the draft pick and not have had him for the whole month of April, you might as well see this whole stupid plan through. And if you're going to criticize David Stearns or Mark Antanasio, I think it's inappropriate because the thing that's broken is the system, not the team. Because the Yankees had lost Dellin Betances. They didn't make a move for Craig Kimbrell. The Red Sox lost to what's-his-face, Pierce. They didn't make a move.
Mm-hmm.
No, none of these teams did. The Braves have bullpen holes. They didn't make a move, and Kimbrell had his best years there. It's not about this anymore. If this was the reason these guys did not get signed, I understand. But unless one team bucks the trend, I can't blame the Milwaukee Brewers.
Seth, now when you look at this coming up, and I've just trying to do as much digging as I can because I think the labor unrest just fascinates me at this point. Do you believe that the true solution to this is a salary cap floor where you're making sure that these teams are having to spend close to, you know, maybe $1 million per gate or $800,000 per gate when you're talking about the 81 appearances at home that these guys are going with? That's just how I've seen it, where you can make it that a Gio Gonzalez, these mid-level guys like a Mike Moustakas or anywhere else that you want to go in that spectrum, the middle class of talent into their 30s are continuing to have jobs.
Well, but two things. Number one, Gio Gonzalez would not cost you a draft pick, but Gio Gonzalez had a full-on audition and a contract with the Yankees, who don't have their starting ace, Luis Severino, and they still pass.
So he had like a 6 ERA in AAA.
Right.
Exactly. So as much as I've been a Gio Gonzalez guy, and I said, you know, to you guys back in March, I wanted the Brewers to sign him, because I thought he would be a good middle end of rotation. If it's Dallas Keuchel, then it's another conversation. Because, again, if you're going to give up the draft pick, you should have done it back in February. And nobody was willing to do that. The system is not about a salary floor to me. This is a system that's much more broken. That's why the labor unrest is happening now, even though the collective bargaining agreement goes through 2020. The problems are it's qualifications, it's service time. They want to change the draft format. They want to change so much in baseball because the system is broken. And I don't want to bring down your segment by just, we could list all the things. And I've said a lot of this to you guys in the past, but I'm very sorry to tell you that every conversation I've had is the system is broken and they are willing to go to battle because this is not a situation where the words salary cap and salary floor are not on the table. What's on the table is the entire system, the way free agency is done. I think there's a greater chance of the word guaranteed being taken out of contracts.
Man, I love it. It's so interesting.
Yeah, that fascinates me because that's what makes the NFL, that's what gives the NFL its parity, is the
right.
fact that none of these contracts are guaranteed, and the player's quest is to get the guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
In baseball, they have the guaranteed money, and I want to see Major League Baseball try to institute a plan where contracts are not guaranteed and not see the players walk. You're kidding yourself. That's why I think it's going to be a long one, and that's why I think it's going to be a fight upon fight.
Yeah, the lineout came out just shortly, and they moved Grandal up to third. And because I know there's a lot of people out there they're talking about the pitching with Hook and Grandal, and these guys are not pitching well or whatever. What do you think about the protection now being – going from Braun or Shaw, now to go to Grandal, do you think St. Louis will still pitch to Yelich?
That's a good question. I think that what Christian Yelich is going to see is less and less pitching. And I think the motivation is because what they're trying to do is change the strategy. I don't make a big deal out of batting orders. I think batting orders are overdone. But in this case, it'll be very interesting to see if St. Louis starts to change their strategy, because Craig Counsell does not want to take the bat out of Christian Yelich's hands. Just the threat of Yelich, if you notice, has changed the way teams have run their bullpens. And if you look at the Dodgers series, I thought Dave Roberts looked like he had a big circle around Yelich's name, and every time it was coming up, he was arranging his bullpen just to face it.
Josh Hader. Who's been, a dominant guy and everything else, gives up a couple home runs over the weekend.
After they had tied it up, which is such a shame.
Correct. Gave up a couple home runs over the weekend. I don't worry about it too much. I know the Dodgers have had their way with Hader a little bit, but I don't worry about this at the playoffs. This isn't a division opponent that you have to see, a bunch during the course of the regular season. I'm not worried about Hader. How about you?
It's April, and I'm not making a big deal about it. It stunk. It left a bad taste in my mouth because I saw a good chunk of that game, and I loved the fight that the team had in coming back from a three-run deficit. I thought that was a pretty impressive game until that play, and it was a bad pitch. Whatever. He's a great relief pitcher, and he relies on this heater. And if he tries to get too fine, I think that's when he gets himself into trouble. He left one out over the plate, and. It's going to happen, but even the best of them give them up once in a while. I'm not worried at all.
All right, one last one. You and the family, you guys went to Paris too, besides London, right, on your family vacation last week?
Well, we were going to go to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Our change was not because of the Notre Dame fire. There are all kinds of political protests going on in France, and it's very nice that after a big fire like that, the world rallies around France, but still Parisians decided to protest, and they were protesting the train station. There's a Eurostar. I don't know how familiar you guys are.
I'm not.
But there's this train that goes underwater through the water that takes you from London to Paris in like 2 hours. It's an amazing thing. And so what we were going to do is go at like 7 in the morning. We were going to go to France, spend the day in France, and then take like a 9 o'clock train back. But they said that they were telling people they had to be at the train station 3 hours early. Well, if you're only there for 9 hours and five of them are going to be at a train station, it kind of defeats the purpose of going. So Paris is a funny place. Everybody rallies around them. But when you're actually there, people have issues getting there and going there. And I'll tell you this. It's funny. Nobody canceled any of the rallies. Like, the police had enough to deal with this colossal fire. And now this big tourist attraction, because all these people want to snap a photo of it, and yet here's at the same time, they can't stop these yim-yams from protesting.
That's crazy. But you got to Italy?
I was in Italy. Italy's got an interesting place. Look, I'm going to talk about it on my podcast. If you want to have me on for another segment, I have a crazy story about Italian shoes. And Leroy, I know you know you're obsessed with my dog. My dog ate my shoe. And I didn't know until I got to Italy.
Oh,
I had a big hole in my shoe. And I was interviewing the CEO of an Italian shoe company with my little big toe sticking out of my shoe.
Did he flip you some nice new brown leathers or what?
Well, that was the key. I manipulated the whole thing. The story will be on Sports with Friends.
Sounds good, awesome. Seth. We'll be listening, man. We'll talk to you next week on Monday.
Oh, you got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.